Hey there, welcome along. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. It's me, Damien, back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for December 7th, 2020. If you didn't already know, this is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the weekend and the past 24 hours. So this morning, apparent real-life photos of the Galaxy S21 Ultra and S21 Plus have now leaked, giving us a glimpse of the devices for the first time in the flesh and corroborate previous camera information leaks. Of course, we have already had a look at both devices courtesy of renders over the past month, but this is the first time we're getting a brief look at the S21 Ultra and S21 Plus with that interesting rear camera housing. Beyond that, there isn't actually much else we can see, such as the brevity of this S21 photo leaked video. However, some of the camera hardware is effectively confirmed by YouTuber Sakitech. Given that Samsung is set to unveil the Galaxy S21 series in early 2021, it's actually surprising that we haven't already seen any live images or photos of any of the trio already at this late stage of 2020. However, the black models shared side by side give us a better idea of what the slightly refined rear camera module will look like on the S21 Ultra and that smaller S21 Plus. In the brief video, much of the camera hardware is confirmed with an official launch also touted in or around January 14th, 2021. While the photo leak isn't explicitly able to show the camera specs, the S21 Ultra is set to come with a quad camera system with autofocus system attached. As rumours have already suggested, it looks like Samsung is set to stick with the main 108-megapixel sensor, 12-megapixel ultrawide, and with two 10-megapixel zoom lenses, one being 10x, the other 3x. The photo leak also showcases the Galaxy S21 Plus camera setup, which is smaller and far less stacked than its bigger brother, the S21 Ultra. During the video, we also get some confirmed specifications for the triple camera setup, including a 12-megapixel main sensor, 12-megapixel ultrawide, and 64-megapixel telephoto zoom lens. According to Sakitech, the standard Galaxy S21 will sport the same cameras as we've seen here on the S21 Plus. The latest leak showcases matte finishes on the Galaxy S21 Ultra and S21 Plus, although it's not clear if this will be the case or if it just looks that way from these photos shared. Back in 2018, Google's main video service started offering ad-supported films that anybody can stream. YouTube is now expanding that catalogue by making the first 21 James Bond films available to watch for free this month in the US. Announced earlier this week, the selection ranges from Sean Connery to Pierce Brosnan. The latter actor's Die Another Day from 2002 is excluded, along with the four latest Daniel Craig titles and 1954's made-for-television Casino Royale. YouTube has included a documentary, though, as well as two non-Eon films. The James Bond movies will be available to watch for the entirety of December and feature ads except for those that subscribe to YouTube Premium. On the web, you can access them directly at youtube.com/watchbond or navigate to the Movies and Shows tab on living room devices. Similarly, users can navigate to the Library tab on Android and iOS to find them. The recently revamped Your Movies and Shows section shows everything that is currently available to watch on YouTube. There are a number of background services needed to make Android devices run that present themselves as apps via updates on the Play Store. Google's Pixel phones have more than a few, with a small change made recently renaming Connectivity Health Services to Adaptive Connectivity Services. Connectivity Health Services was released on October 16, 2018, according to the app's listing. The original description said it improves battery health with connectivity optimizations. The app on Google Play was recently renamed to Adaptive Connectivity Services and given a more sizable description. It goes a long way to address questions from curious users about what is running and updating on their devices. The new name already helps to better convey how it makes smart optimizations adaptive, which is related to connectivity, while Google explains that this applies to Wi-Fi and mobile data. The goal is to ensure the best connection while keeping power usage in check. The app icon is still a heart in reference to the original name with embedded Wi-Fi waves. Other Google services found on Pixel and other Android devices today include Carrier, Device Health, Device Personalization, Google Connectivity, Google Play AR, Google Support, Pixel Ambient, and Settings. The last update was in October for this application, and the Play Store name change occurred sometime after that, and is still Connectivity Health Services on Pixel phones today. And finally, Apple Music hit the scene a few years back and in the time since has become a huge competitor within the streaming market. Now though, Google Assistant speakers are adding full support for Apple Music. Google Assistant speakers such as the new Nest Audio, Google Home Mini or Nest Mini and third-party speakers from JBL, Lenovo, and countless others are now fully supporting Apple Music starting from today. Previously, Google Assistant speakers and displays could only support Apple Music when streaming over Bluetooth from Android or iOS devices. Now users can simply link their Apple Music account through the Google Home app and set it as the default music service. From there, users can ask for songs to be played using commands and/or ask for specific songs, artists, or albums to be played. Apple Music also works with Google's multi-room audio feature. Google is rolling out this feature today, starting in the US, UK, France, Germany, and Japan. Apple Music arrives alongside Spotify, Pandora, YouTube Music, and Deezer. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And be sure to subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.